It's Thursday, September 10th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Portland clamps down hard on facial recognition, 5G hype, again, zero trust opportunities, and more blocking and tackling. This is the Business of Tech. The city of Portland has passed legislation that bans government and private use of facial recognition, becoming the strongest ban nationally enforced by local lawmakers. The ban, part of the government's broader effort to craft policy for emerging technologies and their adverse impacts, is far beyond bans in cities like San Francisco and Oakland. Why do we care? I talk about the intersection of tech and politics exactly here. Without societal guidelines, the tech can spin out of control. Waiting for the market to completely solve it is not viable, nor something that governments are willing to do. And if you think you can sit on the sidelines, remember, the laws get written by those who show up, but are felt by everyone. Following up on some coverage about 5G, PC Magazine has released their Fastest Mobile Networks report for 2020. The key takeaway? 5G does not live up to the hype yet. In some tests, the 5G networks are actually slower than the 4G ones. The report observes that this was true in the 3G to 4G conversion as well, as the generations are about the use of new spectrum more than pure speed. Why do we care? The article fairly cites that this is a failure of marketing more than technology. But my point here is that if the hype is so overblown, it will actually make this entire process more difficult. If companies, or the industry, are making huge promises about 5G, and then customers see a 5G logo and nothing changes, that's a huge problem for trust. To be forward, carriers, you're screwing the rest of us with this failure to deliver on promises. I want to highlight an article in CIO Dive. Quote, the pandemic pushed 37% of organizations to increase adoption of zero trust, according to a Deloitte survey of more than 595 respondents from organizations planning to adopt zero trust. Zero trust benefits are praised for protecting assets from any endpoint, but obstacles remain for companies trying to expedite the transition. It's the steepness of the zero trust learning curve, fused with the controls and modern technologies needed to support the zero trust framework. Organizations are in a bind, said Andrew Rafla, risk and financial advisory principal at Deloitte. Why do we care? Everything about this screams opportunity. I cover story after story about the failure of risk management in a security context, and we know that the move to remote working has made this even worse. Here's why this is an opportunity. This isn't product-led, but instead services. The learning, education, and controls required to implement and manage zero trust architectures are exactly what technology services companies do and do well. Here's your second quote. Zero trust is a conceptual framework that helps organizations enforce the concept of least privilege in a modernized way. It is not a single technology, but instead requires security leaders to take an incremental and iterative approach that is tied to business drivers. That sounds like everything we pitch as opportunity in our space. Good stories in blocking and tackling today. All devices using Bluetooth 4.0 through 5.0 are vulnerable to a new attack called Blurtooth, which lets attackers overwrite Bluetooth authentication keys, granting access to a device. As of this recording, patches are not yet available. Microsoft Azure now has a capability to automatically patch Windows virtual machines, called Automatic VM Guest Patching. Now in public preview, the feature ensures critical or security patches are automatically downloaded and applied within 30 days of the release, and are applied during off-peak hours in the VM's time zone. The system even watches for VM health to monitor for patch failures. Why do we care? I'd be remiss if I didn't point out how Microsoft is making the whole patching process more and more their problem, and are looking to do that on the desktop too with Cloud PC. If your core value is just in doing patching, you've fallen behind. Are you getting the most out of ConnectWise Manage? CW-Dash is the business intelligence platform, which is quick and easy to install and up and running in less than a minute. With no changes to your workflow, you'll get dynamic dashboard updates to your key performance indicators without downloading any data. And best of all, the product is free. Want to try it out? Visit cw-dash.com and download a copy today. Thanks for listening to the Business of Tech. Packed episode today. I will get you on to your next podcast. Talk to you again tomorrow.